A few years ago, New York Times columnist David Brooks published a book called The Road to Character. In the book, Brooks contrasts resume virtues with what he calls eulogy virtues. Resume virtues are the things that you put on your resume, the skills you bring to the marketplace. Eulogy virtues are the things that get mentioned at your funeral. Eulogy virtues describe your depth and the nature of your relationships. Are you bold, loving, dependable, and consistent? In a TED talk, Brooks explained that he wrote the book because he struggled with tensions between these two poles in his own life, and because he believes that we are living in a culture that foments resume virtues more so than eulogy ones. I did not have the personal pleasure of knowing Tom Kingsley, but those of you gathered at St. Albans today in remembrance and thanksgiving for his life might already have a hint as to why my eulogy for him, I have begun by mentioning David Brooks' book. When promoting The Road to Character, Brooks said that he had been inspired by a book called The Lonely Man of Faith, written by Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik and published in 1965. In The Lonely Man of Faith, Soloveitchik contrasts two ways of existing in the world. These two ways of living are symbolized by Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 exists to live externally, to master the world, to build and create companies, to conquer. By contrast, Adam 2 exists internally in humility. Adam 2 is the one that not only does good, but is good. Adam 2 lives in a way that honors God, creation, and possibility. While Adam 1 conquers the world, Adam 2 hears a calling and obeys the world. While Adam 1 accomplishes, Adam 2 savors and shows inner consistency and strength. While Adam 1 asks how things work, Adam 2 asks, why are we here? Adam 1's motto is success, while Adam 2's motto is love, redemption, and return. Soloveitchik maintained that these two mindsets, Adam 1 and Adam 2, are constantly at war within us, and David Brooks agrees that war within us is one desire to live by external success and another to live by internal value, and posits that this war is driven by different logics. In Adam 1 and the resume life, input leads to output, and in Adam 2 and the eulogy life, giving leads to receiving, losing oneself leads to finding God and goodness in the world. So if my very simple point in this eulogy for Tom isn't obvious yet, it seems to me that his life defied the logic that inspired Soloveitchik to write The Lonely Man of Faith and David Brooks to write The Road to Character. That in Tom Kingsley, Adam 1 and Adam 2 weren't at war at all. That his resume life and his eulogy life were one and the same. That both were marked by depth and relationship, in being both bold and humble, in loving and by being dependable, committed, and consistent. I once heard it said that a career is what one does to make a living and a vocation is what one does to make a life. Tom's vocation was his career and his career was his vocation. What a blessing. As I prepared this homily for Tom, his son Matthew wrote me an email saying that he enjoyed sharing any moment with his dad, that his father was funny, positive, upbeat, and just easy to be around. Matthew ended the email by saying that he frequently reminds himself to be like Dad. I also got an email from Kathy Pettit, a former colleague of Tom's from the Urban Institute, in which she described Tom this way. He was the warm, generous father figure and weaver who listened to us all, somehow making whole cloth out of all of our disparate voices and needs. He was the mastermind, always shaping ideas and helping others to see the potential in trying new things or doing things differently or better. In her email, Kathy included testimonies from people to whom Tom was a mentor, a colleague, and they are far too numerous to mention. Having never met him, as I prepared this homily and as I listened as well as I could to the stories about Tom, interestingly enough, his faith was never mentioned. One might wonder then why we gathered to remember him this morning in this house of faith rather than somewhere else, perhaps the Urban Institute. Somewhere seemingly more connected to what Tom's life was all about. But know this, Tom was baptized at St. Albans in April of the year 1979. I asked Rosalie and Matthew about why, at the age of 43, Tom had decided to receive the sacrament of baptism in the church. The decision to get baptized, after all, it's not exactly like making the decision to order the soup du jour rather than a salad for lunch. But neither Rosalie nor Matthew could say. And 39 years later, we gather in that very same place to remember Tom's life in this holy space. The very place that on a Sunday morning he was symbolically anointed as one loved by God. One can only assume that we gather here because that was Tom's wish for us. That we gather here because despite the fact that Tom didn't wear his faith on his sleeve, the way he lived his life was a gift of God, a gift of grace, and a gift of a humble and quiet faith. That his undying endeavor to improve the lives of those living in poverty in urban D.C. or in Indonesia or in so many other places and cultures in the world was his answer to a heavenly calling, a calling that he answered and answered so very well. And as all of you know, Tom never retired. In the in memoriam statement from the NNIP, Tom's latest research focused on analyzing patterns of neighborhood poverty and distress. In his final days, he was investigating the impacts of the foreclosure crisis and assessing American Indian housing needs and programs. If only all who have baptized in this church could live that well. We say in the church that when our temporal journey ends, a new way of living begins. Life is changed, not ended. Our memories of Tom will live on, as will the impact of his life and work in each of you and in God's world, for his gracious way of living, for his humble, bold, and dedicated witness to the living God. We give thanks, we give praise. We thank you, Tom, for your love, your life, and your example. May you rest in God's peace. Amen.